Hi, hello, hello, hello. This is Oge Baby, and welcome to Real Talks with Oge. It's been a moment, and I'm happy to be back. I do hope this year brings a lot of fun and good memories for all of us. However, before I continue with my topic, I would love to go on a break, and I'll be right back. Ciao. Hi, welcome back. So in recent times, there's been a particular pandemic that has been eating us up. It's a disease that has crept into the minds of young people like me and old people as well. But mostly young people, because you find people that have not really gotten to a particular level in life, in the aspect of probably even having kids, and they take their lives. This topic today will be on depression. Yes, I had to speak about it because it has really been a burden in my heart to speak about. And here, I had to come on to talk about it. So, first of all, what is depression? Google defined depression as feelings of severe despondency and dejection, like having this melancholy feeling or always feeling sad about something. But then the clinical definition for depression is more than simply feeling unhappy or fed up for a few days. So some people just feel unhappy for a few days and they snap out of it. But when you now go into depression is when you feel sad, like you always feel like this for weeks, months. You know, and they're not able to snap out of this. Trust me, depression is a genuine health condition. Okay, so when someone says, "Oh, I feel depressed," it's not because the person is weak or something. It is just something that is disturbing from within. Okay, I know. People say, or doctors say, this can be treated, but just this month of February, I have read cases of depression, and I'll take two people, I'll take just two people for example. The South African model that recently killed himself, he committed suicide out of depression. He has a beautiful family, he's well to do already, he has the money, he's all right, but he's been battling depression for a while. So sometimes I wonder how long someone has to go through depression. And these same people always seek for medical help, these same people go to the hospital. The last person I read of that was yesterday was another very popular guy, and I think he's based in Dubai or something. He committed suicide, and this is someone too that is well to do. He doesn't have a family yet, but he's doing all right, and he has been battling depression for over 2 years. How long can you battle depression? When is it okay to speak to somebody? When is it okay to admit yourself? A model recently admitted herself into the hospital, and then you ask yourself, is this it? Is she going to get all right? So I'm beginning to think if the doctors are able to even help these people, because it feels like at the end of the day they still take their lives, because they get to that point where they feel like, oh, I don't think I can continue with this anymore, I am really tired of this life. Okay, and cases like this keep growing. So now there are symptoms of depression. Depression affects people in different ways and can cause a wide variety of symptoms. This ranges from long-lasting feeling of unhappiness, hopelessness, losing interest in things that you used to actually enjoy. You get always feeling tearful and a always having this anxiety. You get the rate at which you have anxiety is actually high. Okay. Most people experience this feeling of stress, anxiety, or low mood during this difficult times. And funny enough, there are things that can trigger this feeling. Maybe you lose someone. Maybe you lose your job. Okay, they're just maybe your relationship ends. They're just different things that can actually cause this. But I would say that when you start feeling these symptoms, now there are psychological symptoms, there are physical symptoms, there are social symptoms as well. For the psychological symptoms, you have the continuous low mood or sadness, feeling hopeless and helpless, feeling tearful, feeling guilt, okay, having no motivation or interest in things. For physical symptoms, you have lack of energy, you have low sex drive, you have unexplained aches and pains. Okay, you have disturbed, so sometimes you're not able to sleep because you have things going through your mind. For the social symptoms, you start avoiding contact with your friends, taking part in fewer social activities, neglecting hobbies and interests, you know, having difficulties in home or work, family. You just find yourself just derailing. You're just not interested in what the world is actually giving you anymore. That is when you just know that, man, this thing has actually hit. In fact, when you start feeling some kind of sadness, this sadness has just refused to go. Everything is all right with me, but why is this sadness still there? Then you just know that, I need to see the doctor. I need to visit a clinic, a professional clinic at that, okay, and not just a normal clinic. Now, they have severities of depression. We have the mild depression, we have the moderate depression, we have the severe depression. Whenever I'm saying the mild depression, it has to be impact on like daily life, okay, and the moderate depression has a significant impact on your daily life as well. For severe depression, it's almost impossible to get through daily life. A few people with severe depression may have them, they call it psychotic system. Symptoms, I mean, you get. So when I say depression is crippling in, I mean it is crippling in. WHO has already, as at 2021, last year, WHO has recorded over 700,000 people that has killed themselves every year out of suicide. Now, this is no joke. You could see that. Like, now you could feel where I'm coming from, because this is no longer a joke. This is something we need to tackle as friends, as family members. You need to look out for the people around you. You need to help in one way or the other. Trust me, you cannot do much, because trying to deal with someone that is depressed is a whole lot. It has to take a lot of patience. It has to take a lot of talking. Okay? It has to take a lot of intentionality for you to be able to help someone that is depressed. Okay? We all have gone through depression. Trust me, whether I like it or not. Don't even say God forbid about it. We all have gone through depression. But some people's own are severe because they tend to stay in it. But some people snap out of it. You get? I used to remember back then when I was little, I used to tell myself that, please, I want to die because I'm actually tired of this family that I am. Tomorrow, they are beaten. So one day, I just told myself, oh, well, let me just take this drug like this and just kill myself. So I took, I think it was folic acid. I remember because it's this very yellow, tiny drug. I just took two of it. I'm like, okay, let me just die. Because I did something wrong at that point. So I knew my mother was going to come and lash my buttocks very well. So I just took the drug and I was just waiting for me to just die. Almost. When she came to wake me up, I'm like, guy, am I still in this world? Ah, God, what is this? When she finished giving me the strokes of the king, it's like my brain just came back to life. You're here to stay. So just act right and you'll be alright to get. So this is just me trying to reach out to everyone that is depressed, that is feeling. Suicide is not the option. To get out of depression, to heal from depression, there are ways to get out of depression. One, you could look for support from people that make you feel safe and cared for. Two, you could go to the hospital, because I think they administer some type of drugs that can help you in calming your thinking, your nerves and all. Try to keep up with social activities. If it's something that you used to do before, you do your exercises, you go out, party, you get meet new people. If you have to get a pet, you can get a pet too. Try to sleep well as well, you get, because sometimes when you're thinking, you don't sleep. Doctors can actually give you drugs that can aid you with sleeping. I had to chip this in as well, so it doesn't look like I've just been talking all through. Thank you very much for listening to my podcast. I really do appreciate. Do have a wonderful day.